news and great conversation. A Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston, waiting in Los Angeles to see what happens next following 3 days of protests over ICE raids.
This morning, sharp political reaction after President Trump federalized California's National Guard without state approval. It's the first time a president has taken control of a state's National Guard without approval in 60 years. Democrats say the move could undermine democracy. Republicans defend the president's move, saying it was necessary to maintain law and order.
ABC's Perry Russum. President Trump's travel ban on 12 mostly Middle Eastern and African countries and his partial travel ban on 7 other countries went into effect at midnight. Kilmar Obrego Garcia, the man who made headlines for being mistakenly deported to a prison in El Salvador, is back in the U.S. to face criminal charges for alleged human smuggling. The charges stem from a 2022 traffic stop. Israeli forces seizing the aid boat that activist Greta Thunberg and others had been trying to get to Gaza. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. A body pulled from the waters of Door County last Wednesday near Little Strawberry Island has been identified as that of Lisa Janine Pip of Greendale, Wisconsin. Pip, 42, was reported missing back in January of this year when she walked away from a vehicle on the ice of Green Bay during an argument. Preliminary autopsy findings show no indication of foul play. A federal judge has issued a temporary block on the Trump administration's cancellation of hundreds of millions of dollars in AmeriCorps grant funding. Joanne Krulatz has that story.
The decision means the federal agency must restore grant funding and Corps members in those states. The federal lawsuit was filed by Democratic state officials across the country. It accused President Donald Trump's cost-cutting efforts through the Department of Government Efficiency of reneging on grants funded through the AmeriCorps state and national program. The program was budgeted $557 million in congressionally approved funding this year, but the judge is allowing the 30-year-old federal agency to proceed with its reduction in force.
After 33 years of dedicated service to the Oshkosh Area School District, Assistant Superintendent of Operations Julie Conrad Peters is leaving the district to be the superintendent in Lake Wales, Florida. Conrad Peters started her career in Oshkosh as a high school teacher, a department chair, a high school principal, then a middle school principal, and then director of curriculum and assessment before she became the Assistant Superintendent of Operations. The Oshkosh Area School District will begin its search for Conrad Peters' replacement soon. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
It's the Brewers and the Braves. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball tonight. The Brewers opening a 3-game series at home against the Atlanta Braves. Veteran lefty Chris Sale on the mound for the Braves against Milwaukee's right-hander Aaron Savalier. The Brewers losing 1-0 yesterday to the Padres. Desperate to score a run. Pat Murphy admitted after the game he gambled, putting in a pinch runner in for Rhys Hoskins in the 7th, saying it was a mistake considering Hoskins could have had another at-bat in the 9th.
It's one of those decisions, 7th, 8th, or 9th. Do you pinch run for your slowest guy? It backfired today. It wasn't the right call today, that's for sure.
NFL Packers minicamp begins tomorrow in Green Bay.
We got a great group of guys. They all know what the main objective is that we're trying to get done here. They know they're going to get those ops that are going to come their way. Some days, some guys might catch more passes than the other guys. It just might be the way it is. You know, I always tell guys, you know, I'm going to throw it to the guy who's open.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Matt Miller, Milwaukee-based film critic. The film Sinners, the more distance I have from it, the more I liked it. Is that an Oscar film?
I think there is a love for what Sinners is doing, that a studio movie was this interesting and creative and thoughtful, but also entertaining. This is not the last you will hear about Sinners this year. I'd be shocked if it doesn't get a Best Picture nomination.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings. But there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening. You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, oil and gas industry expert Matt Randolph, also known as Mr. Global, will be here to talk about all things energy in Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. From Denmark to De Pere, this is 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Good morning! Happy Monday to you on a beautiful day and a beautiful time of the year. Isn't this the greatest time of the year? Is there any place that would have, like, this type of weather and stuff like 12 months a year?
No, we'd all be there.
I know.
But they had a thing came out on the healthiest places to live, or where, you know, what we're on the clock. What did it say? 78, 79 for people that were born? No. I'm talking about age.
Oh, age.
But anyway,
I got 2 weeks.
Where you live the longest and some places.
There's a place in like Italy.
Oh, yeah. There's only one city in the United States that made that top 10
list. Don't tell me.
Okay. One place in the United States, but you're right, Italy's in there, Spain.
I think somewhere in Greece.
The Netherlands.
Greece.
Yeah, you know, Netherlands. But the study, and the guy tells you, this is how I did my survey, but, you know, obviously.
To live
to be 88 is no fun if you're in a nursing
home.
But to be 88 and still be in the yard gardening.
I'm going to say someplace on the West Coast.
I'm saying Oregon.
It's west.
Yep.
Idaho.
Denver.
Yep. It's Boulder.
Boulder.
But, I mean, the guy said their health care is great. And because of all the trails and hiking, it's not like a special thing. It's just, it's a culture.
That's what you do.
It's a culture. Everybody does it. They bike it. Very healthy. And I guess they're really into like good food, like non-processed food.
I could see that.
The vendor is going to supply what the people want. And if you got a group of people that want that, you get more and more. So, but I
never been there. You ever been there?
A little bit. Not to Boulder. Too bad that we only had one city, you know, in the world.
For the whole country.
We only had one. You think? Mm. But I would have thought West Coast for sure.
Yeah.
But that Idaho, that's Boise. Some of the cities are awesome.
Sun Valley,
Coeur d'Alene.
Sun Valley, Idaho. Yeah. If I win the lottery, I'm moving to Sun Valley, Idaho.
Man.
The problem is it's so outpriced, people, that you can't, they have terrible, it's like one of those catch-22 things. It's such a phenomenal place. All the people that got the money move there, okay? Because all the people that have the money move there, the rental rates, everything went so sky high, they can't get people to take care of those people.
Right.
I mean, that's literally the problem there.
Two things, you're right. That one is rich people, that's just a beautiful, beautiful place to live.
Unbelievable. But phenomenal.
When people with money and COVID and working out of home, they're like, I don't have to be in this city. I can go somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then they
pitch
Coeur d'Alene or that whole area up there. And that's beautiful.
It's amazing. Twin Falls, Idaho is the most beautiful place I personally have ever been in the world. Honest to God.
Yeah.
It's incredible.
I'd have to think about that, but yeah.
I remember interviewing Ernest Hemingway's son. John Hemingway, he was president of the Wood Creek Ducks Unlimited. They were just normal guys. I saw one of the daughters skiing there one day. I mean, they're just, and nobody gave them any hassle.
Right,
just cool.
That's what's key about
Steve
that.
McQueen lived there then.
Yeah.
All those people.
Yeah.
I hung out with all the stars.
Yeah, you did.
Todd.
Mm-hmm. And then they go back and they're like, you know, John Mino, I ran into him today.
So. Todd, you know who I interviewed one time at a celebrity ski thing there back in her day?
Susie Chapman.
Barbie Benton. You remember Barbie Benton?
Yeah, oh, of course.
You remember Barbie Benton? No. Hugh Hefner's girlfriend?
Oh.
And, she was a hee-haw beauty girl. For a reason. Yeah.
Didn't she resurface lately?
Yeah, for something.
She's suing him. Or isn't, no, is that what it...
Or is she dead now? Something. No, she was in the news recently.
Okay, maybe that. That could be it.
Got a text here from Snarky Brian. It says, greatest place to live. I thought it was Flint, Michigan in the 80s.
Right. Let's see. Unemployment was, what, 20-some percent?
Oh, God. Yeah. I didn't know anybody had a job.
Yeah.
Yeah. Vicky says, another week. Here we go. Good morning, all. Hello, Vicky. It's always nice to hear from our people early on, isn't it, though?
It is.
Beautiful weekend. Rain last night, which was actually kind of nice.
Yeah, it was a perfect weekend.
Felt really fresh.
Would you know, Saturday was like the perfect day. And I was so happy for all those kids that have graduation parties.
No,
you know,
question.
Or graduations, period. But we were up in Door County, and it was just, I don't know, on the lake. It was beautiful. Just barbecued. It was a lot of fun. It was a great, great day to spend on my birthday.
You can't, beat it.
No,
what else did you do for your birthday?
Well, I started going. I went to a wake. Went to a funeral. I had to get that out of the way. Had breakfast with some friends, and then... at some old college buddies, we all got together in Door County. And that was fun, because it's fun when you don't see people for a while. But when you get there, and it's like the exact same.
Yeah.
We had a lot of fun. That was a good time.
That's great to get together, old people.
Like, yes.
That's what I hope I can make to my class reunions in 1 month. I don't know if I'll be able to make it or not.
We're talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, of course, we're that age, but there's a lot of 50. That's a big reunion.
What's the last time I'd see a lot of these people? I guarantee you, if I do make it.
Why? Because you're not going to go to the 60th, or because people are going to die?
Yeah, we won't have
another. You guys won't have another one?
Well, I think this is only the second one we ever had in 50 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so, you know, that's what it is.
Donna, we were talking about that yesterday, and hers is next year, but she signed up to be on the committee. And I think you'll even enjoy it more when you're on stuff. So I'm like, actually, I wrote the email for her. I'm like, look, you guys, let's have, the Dick Clark Award. You know, who looks close to the... Then I said, well, you know, who traveled, there it is, who traveled the furthest, who's got the most grandkids.
Right.
Then I put in parentheses, you could really make it fun, and who's done the most time? Well, drunk driving 3 days, boo, I've been in longer than
that. That's nothing. I like that. By the way, so I'm on a health kick, you know that.
Oh, yeah.
So you know what I made the other day? Well, we talked about this a little bit. I actually made the cabbage soup.
Oh.
Remember we were talking about cabbage soup?
Yeah.
So I made the cabbage soup. You know what else I put in it, Todd? You'd be so proud of me.
What's that?
Quinona.
Quinoa.
Yep.
Quinoa, that's right.
And I put some of that in there.
Yeah.
And it's great. But you know what the problem? Okay, this is no lie. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, this is like a fat burner. This is unbelievable. So I ate like the next morning, I gained like 5 pounds. I'm not even joking.
Wow.
I stepped on the scale, it was like 218. It's like, I gained 5 bleeping pounds?
No, I went off this weekend. The only thing I made that was healthy, cauliflower.
Yeah.
You know, and seasoning and oil and that, and then baking it. That was good.
That's good. I like that, actually.
Actually, that was really good. But then I made baked beans for our party, and then I made ribs, and it just wasn't.
They got a thing down at where Dom used to work in Kohler. It was a thing of grilled cauliflower with something. Phenomenal.
It is. That was.
I mean, nobody really wants to eat cauliflower for the sake of eating cauliflower.
It's kind of a weird thing because you break it off and some of the pieces are big, some aren't. It's like,
But when you do a little something extra to it's incredible.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
That's great. But I ate, it's like, you know what I don't have? You know what I do not? Chromosomal, I'm missing?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, one of them.
Okay.
Todd.
What?
Portion control.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm reading about something. I'm like, how did I just put on 5 pounds eating a gallon of... cabbage soup.
And quinoa you have to be careful of.
It's got a lot of carbs.
It does. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. It's like rice and all that kind
of
stuff.
It's like 38 carbs per serving. It's like,
quinoa. Oh, yeah. I was thinking that cabbage is great for you.
I know. But I got to hold off on the quinoa.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm putting together a...
quinoa.
I'm putting together a shake today that's going to be unbelievable. I'll bring you guys some. It's the juice of life. It's the Johnny juice of life. Want me to tell you what's in it?
Sure.
Blueberries?
Yep.
Pistachio seeds?
All
pistachio
right.
nuts?
Yep.
Okay. Cantaloupe?
All right.
Bananas?
Yep.
Greek yogurt?
Okay.
Little bit of honey?
Mm-hmm.
Protein powder?
All right.
And tang.
Why now? My question is, why would you need the tang? A little sweetness.
Would you make it a little more fluidy?
We got the
more fluidity.
Put water in.
Fluidity. What's that?
But what? No, that tang.
Well, tang. Well, tang. You know, it's all mixed. It's a. You know, it's like the juice. It's like juice.
So you've like already mixed. Tang. You've already made tang.
Yes.
You're putting that
yes.
in.
Not yes. Just right. Not just the flavoring.
Okay. Yes. Gotcha. Right. That makes more right. sense. All right. Yep. That, okay,
yeah.
That.
I'll bring you guys
why,
some tomorrow.
You know, if you look at the cost.
I'll bring you some. A little bit. I'll bring
you could try.
I'll sure. make it on air. I'll bring it here. I'll make it on air.
All right.
Give it to
can
time.
I bring my blender in
yes,
here and put it in
can.
The studio?
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to
yeah.
do that.
Yeah.
Tomorrow morning, people, tune in tomorrow morning. It could be life-changing.
It'll and be kind of like watching Spencer Nolan Young do a painting, because when right. John turns that on, boom, the entire
same
room.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Splatter paint.
Okay, all of our guests tomorrow, yep. I'll save enough for them. Everybody gets a little bit of Johnny juice
this
tomorrow.
This is so weird. The texts are coming in. Our guests are canceling for tomorrow.
What? Right? Yeah. What's going on with that?
What's going on tomorrow?
I understand why.
Spike, no, don't cancel. Sean, what? Don't cancel.
Guys, come on, man. I'm saving your lives here. Come on.
All right, we'll try that. How?
Yeah.
I have to find that calendar when we first started. It's coming up on 10 years.
I know.
I know
I was 232.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, not wow, because you
And you
lost
weren't
blood
too far from that, right? Was it 220 something?
Did 227? I
thought 228.
No. I've never been
Are you
ever,
sure?
a positive. Never, ever been that high. But it's good. So I had a goal for my birthday.
Yeah.
And I was in within 0.8.
Nice
that's
job.
That's awesome.
That's almost, that's not even a pound.
That's awesome.
Now, back to where.
Thank that, you for that information.
Hey.
That's not even a pound.
Okay, let's be honest.
So
let's be honest. Like, ye cast the first stone right? who doesn't do this.
No.
Step on the scale and you see like 213.4 and you pee and you step back on the scale again.
Totally.
True or false?
Everybody does that.
Thank you.
So, but we have a goal for July 4th. Didn't we say that on the
Yeah. Hearing? Yep.
Okay. What is yours?
207. Because then I would be 40 pounds down in 4 years.
Nice.
Okay. Mine will be July.
Well,
July
it was
4th.
The exact start of COVID. Because that's when I got my hip replaced. So March.
March of 2020?
That would be March of 2020. So it was actually on my birthday, basically, when COVID started. Because I was sitting there to watch the high school and college basketball tournaments. And all of a sudden, they're clearing the arenas. So that's why I remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Mm.
So from that day on.
Okay.
So I'd be down 40 pounds if I can do that.
I don't know where I was. Well, if it's 167 plus 40 is 207. So that's more than 40 because I was higher than 207.
Yeah, you were. I still thought you were 228. I don't know why. 224?
And you had to have been in the two
You were
teens.
In the 220s.
I was in the two teens for
Maybe
sure.
Maybe 217?
Yeah.
219.8?
Which is less than a pound.
And that's right. And that was after you peed.
I'll find that today. I said I was going to do that this weekend.
Right.
I was at work this weekend. I didn't look
right.
for that. All right. I'll find that. But we're going to have a goal then for Todd. You're hitting your goals.
I'm already, kind of there. I'm hovering.
Nobody likes a bragger, Todd.
Well, he didn't say anything about it. Just, you know, but right. I don't.
I got to ask you something. I'm not going to say what I said.
Ozempic is.
So the other day I had another homeless person come up to me. At least I assume they're homeless. What should I tell them? Because I'm not going to give them money. I'm just not, because it's probably going to go, no disrespect, whatever, but when they're coming up to your window and knocking on the window, you know, where should I direct them?
To us.
Okay.
There's so many places, John. If they got kids, boom, Freedom House.
There's just a lady by herself, middle age, just whatever. It's like, I don't know what to do.
There's the Golden House. There's House of Hope for her. Our place, too. But that's what it.
Because that's the second one in, what, like 2 weeks now that I've told you I've had. Remember that guy?
Yeah.
Over in that same part of town. It's right over here, that same part of town. And I wish I had like a card or something to give them, or a number, or, well, not even, they don't have cell phones.
That's a good idea, really.
Something.
I was just going to say, Jim, that's a great idea.
Have something in your car?
Yeah.
With a bunch of numbers.
Right. Yes.
Saying, look, and this is who we're for, because people come to our place with kids. That's not
that's
us.
The, okay, that's but, the, actually, that's the third one recently. Remember, I had that one at the post office up there in Monroe. Then the other one. I bought two blocks away in Monroe. Remember that guy?
I do.
Who was? I think he was looking to roll me.
Well,
and then that lady, this weekend. No. So it's three of them right in that same area. What?
Just it's Monday morning at 6:19, and we're using the term he was going to roll,
roll
me.
That's going to roll me. Just, but you're right. I mean, there's services out there.
That's what I mean. But I literally connected. Would like to have.
But if they came in from out of town, John, they don't know that.
I know. That's what I mean. So where should I direct them?
Yeah, that's a good idea to get that. thing to put in your car.
Right.
In the glove compartment. Just take it out. You know,
right.
We'll plasticize
like a business card.
Maybe. A business card or plastic it so that they have it in the glove compartment.
Absolutely.
Say, hey, look.
I would love that. Because there's a lot of them, and they're all really coming out now.
I like that.
So,
John.
Yeah.
Okay, right. I'm on it.
All right, we're going to set a quick break. Get it started here on a beautiful Monday morning. Mine or the mayor. No was all they said. Take a load
off, Benny. Take a load for free. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Summers in Worthington, Minnesota bring fun, and a good portion of that fun happens around our beautiful 800-acre Lake Okabena. Our community is built around it, and it has great walleye fishing and several lakeside parks. This June 13th and 14th, we'll have our Windsurfing Regatta and Music Festival. It's free. Come and see the windsurfers, eat from over a dozen food vendors, and attend free lakeside concerts on our professional city stage, this year featuring Viva Knievel and Cooper Allen. Check us out. We're Worthington, Minnesota, and we're certainly worth a look.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. In discussions over the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, backed by Donald Trump, that's making its way through Congress, none other than Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson has emerged as the most prominent Republican critic of the bill, saying at a recent Milwaukee Press Club event that it is, quote, not even close to adequate. Johnson has said he wants spending cuts to go even further, including making cuts to Medicaid. But Johnson's position as a critic of this bill makes him especially influential in these negotiations. But let's not forget the last time he was in a similar position. In 2017, he was a critic of the Trump tax cut bill, but what he fought for was a tax break for certain types of businesses, perhaps not coincidentally, businesses owned by his largest donors, Dick and Liz Uihlein. In 2018 alone, the Uihleins received more than $200 million in tax breaks because of this bill. So as the Big Beautiful Bill is negotiated in the Senate, let's not forget this piece of recent history.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation area.
Here's to experiencing it all this summer in Wisconsin. Every deliciously cheesy, rockin', magical, fireworks-filled, festival-loving moment. There's Cheese Curd Fest in Ellsworth, Strawberry Fest in Cedarburg, Festival of the Arts in Stevens Point, and the Renaissance Fair in Bristol, Honor the Earth Pow Wow in Hayward, Mile of Music in Appleton, Venetian Fest, Bratfest, Summerfest. So many fests for your whole crew. Find them all at TravelWisconsin.com. Sponsored by Travel Wisconsin.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at score.org.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
And take a load off me.
You know why I chose that song?
No.
It's called The Weight from the band, right?
Was.
You guys were talking about your weight.
Oh, did you see that documentary that they did with them? It's called The Last Show or something?
I did not, no.
They were awesome back in their day, weren't they, though? I mean, they had a great run. But they weren't really top 40 at all, huh, Todd?
Not really.
Kind of just below that sort of.
Yeah, I think
more indie almost.
Yeah.
Check out the Tonys last night?
No, I did not. Okay. You know what I mean? No, I watched it.
All right, we'll move on.
I watched a basketball game.
I would have bet money on that one. I would have bet money on that.
I don't know that. Did you see the George Clooney thing? Wasn't that on Live, Todd? The Edward R. Murrow.
Well, yeah, but he got interviewed by 60 Minutes.
Wait, no. But I think it aired live last night, didn't it? The whole play. I was reading about this morning.
I doubt it. Really?
I think it did.
I think that's like $500 a ticket. I can't believe, and that's relatively new.
Well, they did that with Hamilton a couple of years ago.
Yeah, but Hamilton had. Yeah.
I don't know. I would have watched that.
Me too.
Yeah.
Wow. The whole thing.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. It is a beautiful Monday morning, Green Bay 55 and Appleton 59, Oshkosh 54, forecast mostly cloudy with some showers and storms, high in the lower 60s or 80s, does that say? 60s. All right. Today is Donald Duck Day. How much money did the guy that created Donald Duck make?
Right.
Not a lot.
No?
You ever?
Is that Mel Blanc that did that?
Well, he did the voice.
Yeah, that's.
Did he do that or Bugs Bunny?
Well, he did Bugs Bunny for sure. But I mean. God, that guy was
funny. Read about Walt Disney. Whoo, was he a tough guy to work for?
Yes, I love reading about those super rich people.
Oh my lordy.
The guy that put a phone booth in his house because he needed people to pay. And then the other guy that charges kid for ransom, he goes, well, I don't know, 10 grand, 100 grand, whatever it was. But then he's like, well no, I can't do that. I got seven kids.
Yeah, I mean, some of these guys that created some of these characters that, and he just took them, and it's like, well, no, it's mine. Yeah.
So does everybody have that uncle that, don't you, somebody that talks like Donald Duck?
Everybody's got that guy, right? Everybody's got that one guy.
Thanksgiving.
Everybody's got that one guy. It is rhubarb pie day.
Love it.
Not a huge fan. A little too tart for me. Todd?
Add sugar.
Todd's always the voice of reason.
Add enough sugar, you're okay.
That's what I mean. You got to add sugar.
Love it.
But, and you have to admit, Jim, if they don't do enough sugar.
He's right.
Yeah.
Can I tell you a story about Lisa Hale one time?
Yes. You can always tell us Lisa Hale stories.
So,
because they're always good stories.
I was living in Mississippi. That's where I met Lisa. And she had a Thanksgiving celebration, right? Because I didn't have family. She didn't, whatever. So went over to her place. She made a rhubarb and strawberry pie.
Okay, now that sounds, you know, when you mix it with something like rhubarb, apple, whatever, that okay.
Sounds good, right?
Yeah.
So it was on the table along with the turkey and all the food, right? Lisa is not a very good cook.
You can't say that.
I can. Oh, I can.
Are you sure?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not. And if she's listening now, she knows exactly what I'm talking about. Oh. The pie was a little moist.
Okay.
There was a lot of juice in it.
Yeah. Okay. Soggy crust?
So we had taken out a piece of pie. I looked over on the table, and the cat's sitting up there licking all the juice out of the pie. So now I call it. Lisa just texted me. She said, stop.
Wow. So the cat liked it.
Like I said, there are no such things as bad Lisa Hale stories.
Wow.
They're all good. Wow. Nice. It is Loneliness Awareness Week. You know what? That's a serious thing.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding, John?
And we were talking about
smoking.
You talk about thriving. You know, when they say, you know, a person loses their thriving to live or whatever, to thrive. Well, that's a huge thing is with the loneliness aspect of it.
Absolutely. That's.
You know what was one of the most heartbreaking things I used to do? And this is no lie. When I used to be a flower delivery guy and you'd walk into one of those homes and you're carrying these and you're walking on the hall and all these ladies are sitting out there in wheelchairs looking at you like, are those for me? And you have to walk by them and, you know, and then you bring them to the one room that has like 12 different, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
bouquets and these other women have nothing. Right. And every time you go there, you see these same women sitting there like that.
And then the lady with the guilty kids has all the flowers.
Yes, it's exactly right. Or it could be like my mom who was so disgusted that I bought her artificial flowers that she and my niece put them in the drawer.
That just doesn't sound like a mom.
I still remember her.
I know.
That was always her matter. Oh, Johnny bought those. Just put them, throw them away.
Because, Jim, not all of our moms were like your mom. You know?
It'd be in a vase.
I was afraid she of my put, mom my most mom, of my life.
My mom would put those flowers in a vase with water.
Yeah.
Even though they're artificial.
Oh,
she would
really?
Do that. I bet you she would. I don't know. I'm asked her. I'm going to ask her after the show because, you know, she's listening. So I would assume that. But then again, we never bought her artificial flowers, John. So.
Well, I just thought, you know.
All right. Less upkeep, right?
Yes.
There you go.
Thank you. They look so real.
Preventive maintenance.
I'm not kidding. They are the most realistic looking flowers ever made. I mean, it's amazing you can buy at Snyder Drugstore, Nagani.
Well, you've been to my house, but we had window boxes.
Yeah. Those are fake, right?
Well, they weren't but what a pain those are to water them, to keep them, you know.
If you have real ones.
Yeah, I had that for a while.
Okay,
but no,
I watched this show. I really like it. This couple, married couple, they do homes, rehab homes.
Hometown?
In Mississippi.
Hometown.
Yes.
Yep.
And the one girl, you know, she's like, hey, I just love your window box. After, how do you keep those flowers? She's they're fake.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
Remember that you see that?
I watch it every week.
Oh my God. I love that show. Aren't they cool?
They're great. Great people.
My girlfriend is coming back with a show.
She's my girlfriend.
She's my girlfriend. No, Nicole Curtis?
I've been watching the last couple of weeks, catching up on her old shows, getting ready for it. June 26th or something.
Okay.
She's back. No.
We're getting her on the show. I had her on my show before. Okay.
Did you?
You know where she used to spend her summers? In the UP.
I believe that.
In Munising. She's from Michigan.
Yeah.
And they used to go to the UP all the time.
Oh, she's no, she is. She's my girlfriend.
No,
that's why I'm doing all my windows this summer because I started watching
she's
her
coming
again.
Over.
Hey, was it a little freaky though? She was still breastfeeding your kid when he was like 9. Remember that?
No.
Stop. Yeah,
look
it up.
No, she was not.
Look it up.
No.
Todd, you can look this up.
No.
Wishful thinking.
I'm just saying.
Can I be your son?
Mommy.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
The high price for beef cattle have a lot of dairy operators thinking twice about the animals they'll keep. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Monday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Cody Koster is one of the dairy analysts with EverAg. He said this is a trend the dairy industry has been watching for months now. And he said there's currently a lot of money on the table for dairy operators that want to give up some of their heifers and baby calves. And they are.
It's just kind of caught everyone off guard on how expensive some of these prices have gotten and how much beef the world is actually eating as far as protein goes. And if you look at the heifer shortage, it kind of makes sense as we roll forward. If there's less heifers to produce milk and a lot of them are getting bred more to the Angus type animal, I mean, there's folks that have said, hey, we can make a lot of money, more money off of some of these cows, these heifers that are going to calve. You're talking almost $6,000 by the time it calves. So you sell the heifer and the calf right there and you've made quite a bit of money off of two of those animals right there.
Cody Koster, a dairy analyst with EverAg. He also notes that with the loss of those heifers and baby calves to the beef market, we should expect a milk slump, possibly as soon as this fall. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Monday morning, not slumping, a little bit mixed. I've got details next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Giving back, it's at the heart of the Wisconsin farmer, and it starts with supporting the backbones of our community. That's why the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board invests in soy foam for our firefighters. Soy foam TF1122 is the first and only firefighting foam green screen certified at the gold level. As a PFAS-free firefighting foam, it's safe for you and the environment. A safe future for your community. Thanks to your soy checkoff. Learn more at wisoybean.org.
No change in barrel cheese on Friday. The 40-pound block cheese dropped 6 1/4 to 185 3/4. AA butter finished the week down 1/4 at 255 1/2. This morning, July corn's up a penny. December new crop down a penny at 448. July soybeans currently 2 1/2 cents higher. November is up a penny and a half at 1038. July wheat, that's a penny and a half higher, 556. The July Class 3 milk that goes into cheese right now, nickel lower, 1879 a hundredweight. There's a quick market snapshot on a Monday. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with a few scattered showers possible today. Our high in the low 60s this afternoon. Tonight, an isolated shower or thunderstorm possible with a low dropping into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, sunny and a bit warmer with a high in the low to mid 70s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
Positive psychology coach Kira Sabin. It is great to have you back.
I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help. We have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and makes great cookies and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's the deal. We gotta set ourselves up. See, retirement is the long game. we got to make moves and make them early. Set up goals. Don't worry about a setback. Just save up and stack up to reach them. Let's put ourselves in the right position. Pre-game to greater things.
Start building your retirement plan at thisispretirement.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome from the show Young Sheldon, actor Lance Barber. And we'll talk about the amazing career and life of Michael J. Fox. We are going to light it like it's Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Oh, yeah. Our Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest is still going on this week. Your daily chance to win a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets or $100 cash. And of course, you also go into the drawing for the grand prizes, a Wisconsin Dells area vacation or Door County vacation. We've got the keyword coming up later on this morning after 7 o'clock with John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, back thank you very much
to Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back. Happy birthday, Johnny Depp, 62 years old. You know, when they shot that movie in Oshkosh, a lot of people said he was cool.
He was very cool.
Big tips. Yes.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Went around to places, hung out with people.
Signed autographs downtown. Yeah.
That's absolutely good to hear, isn't it? Versus, yeah, you know, the other way you hear about guys. Natalie Portman, 44. Man, when she was like 12, she was in such a good movie. Was it called The Professional? Mm-hmm. Do you remember that one?
Yeah, The Professional.
I love that she
was
guy.
She was amazing.
Wasn't she great
with Jean Reno?
Oh,
he was the He was the assassin.
Great movie. And what's his name? Gary Oldman, who always plays bad guys.
He's great, too, in that movie.
Oh, good movie. Underrated movie. Michael J. Fox, 64. Boy, that poor guy, huh?
Yeah, but boy, he had a run, though. I lived out in L.A. during the 80s. We're obviously very similar in age, and he was just, people were following him, and just his life was, like, great.
Great.
Like,
unbelievable.
Unbelievably great. And, you know, this whole Parkinson's, right? Is that it?
Yeah.
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 Man, poor guy. And see him now. It's like, wow.
Yeah, I know.
He is.
64. Yeah. Brittany Merlot, how are you?
Good morning. I'm fantastic. How are you guys doing?
Good. Let me guess. Okay. So, Michael, do you know Brittany? Michael Friedman in the house, Simple Life Hospitality. And here's a guarantee.
Okay.
You had a good weekend, right?
Had
a nice weekend?
I had a great weekend
Todd
in Chicago.
Had a nice weekend. Yeah. Jim had a nice weekend.
Yeah, I was in Chicago.
Let's just see who's cooler. Hey, Brittany, what'd you do this past weekend?
You know, you're going to lose today because I was actually sick last week, so I didn't do anything
this weekend. Climbed Rib Mountain and kayaked down the Wisconsin River and then biked back home.
Repelled off a mountain. See, now, Brittany, if you would have been, you got a little bit to learn here. If you've been more like Johnny, we just made something up right away. Say, this is what I did. But anyway, how are you feeling?
I know, but, you know, I just had to be transparent and honest with you.
There you go.
What I wanted to do was actually go mountain biking. You know, I got that fat tire bike we always talk about and stuff. So I got it all pumped up and ready to go, cleaned, new brakes and everything on it. And then I got sick. So I just watched it sit in the garage. I did clean the garage a little bit this weekend, but nothing fun and cool like I usually do.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you this. So when you say mountain biking, like what would be considered? I mean, now you got Rib Mountain, but what do you consider that kind of biking? In Wisconsin. Because, we're talking about Colorado, where that stuff is so big, so huge, and you know, there's real mountains. But how about in Wisconsin?
I would go with a single-track trail. Or if it's anything that's like a dirt or gravel trail, then you could consider it mountain biking. But my favorites are the single-track, or it's those skinny trails through the woods where pretty much only you and your bike can fit through it, where you're weaving in between rocks, you're weaving in between trees. And it could get dicey at times, and you got to have some skill to get through.
Those trails, Brittany, does the municipality figure that out, or is that just done by people using it?
Usually clubs. So the people using it in clubs, you know, maintaining
making sure
that the trails are, yeah.
So is it only one way then? I mean, because if somebody was coming your way, would it be tough to get around each other?
It is both ways. Some tracks have you go a certain way the whole time, but most of them are both ways, so you kind of just have to pay attention. Like, same thing with snowmobiling, right? And
ATVing
out on those trails. You go around the corner, someone else could be going around that same corner. So
that's what I mean.
Stay in your lane, be careful, look ahead if you can. That's kind of the thing that you got to do with
That's got to be an amazing cardio, fat burning, the whole thing put together, huh? Doing that?
Forget the gym. I hate gyms.
Yeah.
No offense. I mean, they're helpful, but I'd rather be outside doing something. So, yes, the best cardio. That is my favorite in the summer to do, to burn the fat. And then in the winter is cross-country skiing. That's another cardio burner. Amazing.
I know. I do it a lot.
Activity.
Yeah. Yeah. We had
quiet.
Why do I not believe that?
Turn Michael's mic off. We got snarky Brian and snarky Michael.
I was doing cardio lifts this weekend sitting outside in Chicago.
How many ounces?
18 to 20 Whoa! Ounces each.
Having some gin and juice this weekend.
Gin and juice this weekend. It was amazing.
Hey, I'll be honest with you. I felt kind of I'm not sure what term I should use this, but I stopped at Quick Trip the other day, and it's like I haven't been drinking hardly at all. They told me not to drink after the surgery type thing, but it's like sometimes you just on a nice night, you feel like a beer. You just feel like a cold beer. So I was going to go buy one can of Bud Light, okay, at the Quick Trip. That doesn't sound bad, right? You know, make it worse. I bought the Tall Boy.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, that's what they sell, yeah.
I felt a little...
Did you?
But that's okay. Yeah, you know what I mean?
You felt like, bad for buying it, or you felt bad afterward?
I felt
no,
like...
He felt,
I,
no, he felt good after drinking
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was fine. But you know what I mean? It's like, that's what, like...
No, no shame.
Okay.
John, no shame. All right.
But you're not the only one who buys those there.
Right.
And I remember when they got there, when they came to Green Bay and opened up that store, and, you know, a little concerned about alcohol. We're like, you can't sell singles. And they're like, oh, then we ain't open our store.
Well, I think, I want to say it's like 24 ounces.
Right.
Those
yeah,
things are.
They are. They are.
Yeah.
And, was that Colt 45? That was very
popular.
Yeah,
Colt malt liquor?
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, yeah.
Give me a can of the Bull, we used to say.
And that was good?
Yeah, great.
You didn't drink it in a paper bag walking home, did you? Or did you go home? What'd you do with it, John?
It was plastic.
Jeez.
Hey, Brittany, hey, somebody's complaining here. Our man, Terry. Is July going to be our only summer month in Wisconsin, Brittany? This June weather of 60s during the day and 50s at night is puke, Terry.
Puke period.
I think that's what he's saying with his little emoji there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I like it, to be honest with you, though, kind of. So what's it going to be like, cool. Brittany?
A little roller coaster up and down. Yeah, still cool, week. Breezy today. Got chances for scattered showers and storms later on. Highs in about mid-60s. Then tomorrow, though, high pressure moves in. A lot of sunshine for tomorrow and Wednesday. We'll be in the mid-70s tomorrow. We'll climb to the low 80s on Wednesday.
Perfect.
But then another low pressure heads our way. So we go back to the upper 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with more, of course, unsettled weather, chances for showers and storms. And then Sunday, we dry things out and warm things up back to the mid-70s.
Okay, so I don't want to be that guy. You know when somebody all of a sudden discovers a new hobby or whatever, whatever, and all of a sudden they're an expert and they keep telling everybody how great macrame is?
I know people like that.
Yeah. So I don't want to be that guy. Macrame.
Macrame.
Where did that come from? How did that come from? Macrame. When's the last time you had macrame? Really, do you even know what macrame is?
Yeah, what is it?
No.
It's something in the 70s that all the ladies used to do.
Is it like sewing?
Yeah.
Kind of, but you know, they make plant hangers with that.
Yeah.
Macrame.
Oh, with tying knots. Okay. Yeah. It's a big 70s thing. Yeah. They had clubs. But anyway, so then they espoused the benefit. So, okay. So I got a little bit of skin cancer right now, okay? And the number one thing that you notice now, like just when I was walking back the other day and it's so beautiful out in the water, it's like, cover up, man. Put some, and the one thing they stress at the hospital or the thing I was at too, cloudy days, if you're on the water,
you'll not know it.
You're going to get burnt just as bad.
Yeah.
So, and I know you spend a lot of time outdoors, Brittany, but it's like, now that I see that, you know, it's like, man, I had never one time in my entire life had I ever put on. The only thing I'd ever use was baby oil and Hawaiian Tropic. I'd never put on sunscreen in my entire... I still have it in my entire life. And it's like, it does catch up to you.
Yeah. Oh, that's so scary. But you're right. You're right. I mean, the water reflects it.
Yep.
It doubles that for you.
Exactly.
I'm not sure if it's actually double, but, you know, it definitely
right. It compounds
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's one then, thing they stress. Everybody thinks to put on sunscreen in a sunny, hot day. Nobody thinks put it on if it's a little bit overcast.
Yeah.
But if you're on the water, it comes back at you.
I never put on sunscreen
at all. Another one, I remember the worst sunburn I ever got was from skiing. Back, like I said, when I lived in, I know that sun reflecting off the snow, what that does to you.
And then you've got those raccoon eyes.
Yeah.
Because the goggles.
Yeah. Yeah.
We just got a text in from Brian who says, new weekend show, macrame with Mino.
There you go.
Everybody had an aunt or a sister-in-law that did that. True?
We had all that stuff hanging in our house growing up, that 1970s decor. Loved it.
And it's usually like avocado green.
Yep. Or orange. Brown.
Yeah. No question. You too young for that, Michael?
No. I mean, I was born in 65.
Okay.
So, but I do remember it now that
Todd was saying, you know, what it was.
Yes.
So,
yeah. Put wood beads in it and stuff like that.
That's right.
I think we had an art class on that in high school, maybe.
Yeah. And you know, people that were really cool, Todd, they would have those chairs hung with a hook.
Oh,
those,
yeah.
Like wicker chairs, yep. In their living room. Remember those?
Yep.
Yeah. Remember those, Brittany?
No.
No, she doesn't remember.
I'll send you a picture later, Brittany.
So give us a great forecast, Brittany. A really good forecast.
Sunny and 70 for 3 months straight. How's that?
Nice. We'll take it.
We'll take it.
Absolutely. But Brittany, in reality...
No. Yeah, that's not going to happen. And then, you know that.
When it comes to the farmers' almanac, those people who look out far, they say it's going to be hotter than normal?
Yes, they do. Everybody's saying it's going to be warmer than normal.
Warmer.
And we're not even in an El Nino or a La Nina. We're in an Enzo neutral pattern. So to be warmer than normal... And not in the El Nino is kind of, you know, different.
Hey, you know what I've noticed? There's more beach at places.
More
like
beach.
Even like Neshoto, there's more beach than a couple of years ago.
I thought the water was high.
I know. It seems like that one's gotten bigger. It's not like it used to be, but it's more.
Well, good.
Yeah.
That's awesome, man.
That's a beautiful beach, right. Man. Yeah.
You know what, Brittany, this whole global warming, I'm not sure I'm as knowledgeable as a lot of other people, but something has changed. Because I've had allergies since I was a little kid. I mean, and got the shots and everything. You know, I've been, and this year, it's one of two things. It's either something hasn't grown that normally grows, or it's the stuff John gave me, this, not nasal chrome. But I forgot what it's called. Anyway.
I don't think we should talk about sharing prescriptions on the air. I never did that. I didn't give you anything.
John, how's that Ambien working for you, John?
Not bad. Great dreams.
Oh. But anyway, I just think, I don't know, I don't think allergy season has changed over the years, but man, I love it. I'm so glad it didn't hit me.
You're fine? Your allergies are good this year?
I'll be honest with you. I had it two days. Remember, Jim, we walked outside, and I said, man, it's hitting good. And it was the first day things bloomed. Haven't had a thing since.
Right. So.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. I'm jealous. I have been struggling. I never had allergies my entire life. And now between the allergies, when everything started to bloom, I had to close all the windows and stay inside for a week.
I've been through that. Take a shower. It just, yes.
Yeah.
Put cold compresses
like
on your eyes.
Fire smoke. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's, wow. I'm sorry you're going through that. It only lasts about 25, 30 years. So.
Yeah. You know, my eyes just get that. They used to tell me to put dump tea bags and put them on your eyes.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, I did all that.
I have an eye serum that I use. I have a balm every morning, an eye balm.
Do you?
Yeah.
Is it like a real thick, almost like a syrupy thing? Mm. That's what they gave
me.
No.
Is it a roll-on?
It's a roll-on.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's really,
really
nice. It's a roll-on, yeah.
And that's cool.
Yeah, it's just nice. It just, you know, tightens the skin up a little
bit. Oh, nice.
There you go.
Ooh. Can I use it all over my face?
Right. Yeah, me too. I'm using that. I'm using my honey tallow.
But it's a balm.
It's a balm.
Is yours a balm?
Mine's a balm.
A balm.
Oh, it's a balm.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Todd says I'm looking better.
I like that word, balm.
Balm. Right, Todd?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every day.
All right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, give us a forecast, please, Brittany.
One more time, Brittany.
All right. Breezy mid-60s today. Chances for scattered showers and a few rumbles of thunder. Lots of sunshine tomorrow and into Wednesday. We warm things up. Mid-70s tomorrow. Low 80s on Wednesday, but then we fall back to the upper 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday with more chances for scattered showers and thunderstorms. The good news is none of them look strong to really severe because we don't have a lot of that heat and humidity here yet. On Sunday, it will be sunny, low 70s. So
beautiful.
Good end to the weekend.
We'll take it. Greatest month of the year that there ever is. Brittany Merlot, you're awesome.
Thanks, Brittany.
Thank you guys.
Thank you so much. Take care.
Hope you feel better with those allergies.
I know
she had that. That's too bad.
Got a text here. It's back in style. Lisa from Simple Life.
Macrame.
What's back in style?
Macrame.
Really?
Lisa says so.
I know. Yep. It's back in style.
Well, maybe
we talked about a lot
maybe
of stuff.
Lisa's doing it. I don't know.
Sarah says I took a macrame class a year ago.
Why is it back in style?
Because it's cool.
Everything old is new again.
That's true.
I know. That's true.
It is. Absolutely.
I don't know that you'd have to make it if you want it. There's so much of that stuff at rum sales.
it smells like cigarettes.
Smells like it.
We got to send her to a quick break. Michael Friedman from Simple Life Hospitality in the house. Back after this.
Keep on turning.
as Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Kristen Ambos, Wisconsin's number one female loan officer for residential mortgages. Every loan is unique, and I'm committed to your financial well-being. Let's chat today at 920-606-1156 and check out my podcast, Always on Point.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-471-9773. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-471-9773, 800-471-9773. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com. That's 800-471-9773 or BigLou.com.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. June is Pollinator Month, and some Wisconsin lawmakers have introduced a package of bills to protect our bees, butterflies, and other insects. The bills would prevent the DNR from using a class of pesticides called neonicotinoids, which are known to harm pollinators. It would also prevent retailers from labeling plants as pollinator-friendly if they've been treated with high levels of pesticides. Great Lakes fisheries could struggle under budget cuts. President Trump is pushing Congress to eliminate the entire biological research program at the U.S. Geological Survey. The ecosystem mission area monitors and conducts research on fish and wildlife populations in the Great Lakes and beyond. If passed, federal wildlife and fisheries research centers across Wisconsin would be shuttered. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into environmental issues across the state, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Drop what you're doing because Appleton has a whole week of fun just for you. Hey, it's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And you can enjoy an entire week of live local musician performances thanks to the 13th annual Appleton Street Music Week. June 9th through 13th from noon till 1, these musicians are donating their time to raise money to help support and elevate the community. And if you want to be involved, go to wgbw.fm and click events.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mine on the Mayor here on a beautiful Monday morning. 55 in Green Bay, 59 in Appleton, 54 in Oshkosh. Brittany Merlot says we might have some showers coming up later today, but still, nice, nice day. Todd, introduce our next guest along with Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, who's joining us.
Well, that's who's joining us.
That's who's joining us. Well, Michael, let me ask you something. Well, I saw somebody else walk through. I thought they were
coming. No. Okay. That's for 7 o'clock.
Okay. Got it. Okay. I think a lot of our listeners know Michael Friedman, who Simple Life Hospitality, who does the Airbnb and
vacation.
And we had so much fun doing shows at your places this past winter. Weren't those fun?
Oh, yeah, that's great.
Well, thank you.
Those were events when we did those at your places.
They are. And actually, we're going to talk to Todd some more in the team from Civic about probably doing some more of those this either summer for Packer training camp or even in the fall when the season starts.
We would love it.
We're going to work on that and get that together because I think it's number one, it's supporting the community again, but getting people just to be aware of your show but also what we do.
We enjoyed it.
The dad's always looking for something for the family to do, but when that overlaps EAA, I mean, that's a pretty good week to bring your kids up here, right? And there's things to do, and there's also sports and fishing and things, but
yeah,
to be in a house, there's just something just better.
It is. It's not
no question.
Right.
Yeah, it's not for everyone. I mean, there's still like, you know, I just was in New York. I was telling you guys earlier for our conference, and normally I would try and stay. We don't have properties there, but I would try and stay and support our industry. But there's just certain in cities you go to and places if you're doing business travel,
yeah,
you know, to stay in a hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, houses are great. I mean,
well, my daughter, who's, I don't even know what she does for a living, but she just got back from Mexico City for a shoot there with the Olympic team and then LA. And now she has to spend the week in the Hamptons.
Oh, that's tough.
For a wine company that she promotes.
That's tough.
Yeah, that's tough. And I told her that too. She says, well, okay, I'm not good. I don't mean to sound whatever, Dad, but it's so crazy up there. It's so expensive. The hotels are beyond belief. We got a whole bunch of people from the crew renting an Airbnb.
Yeah. No, with travel in general, I mean, you know, when I used to travel for my old company, I was traveling all over the world, and people are like, oh, you're in Paris. Oh, you're in Rome.
Right.
Oh, you're in London. And yeah, it was great, but I was working. Like, I wasn't just hanging out.
Right, right.
You know, and but I think when you look at vacation rentals and what's happening in our industry today, you know, it's the travel vertical that's just exploding, you know, with growth.
Did you see, and just contrary to what you do, it's the one day vacation where they just jet out for the day and come back. That's very popular right now. I forgot what it's called, but it, and this guy's giving you things to do, but that's not a vacation. I mean,
it's not.
You want to really get a feel for the culture and kind of that's, and Airbnb allows a little that because
it does. And, you know, we as Americans, I'll say this, and it's the true fact. You know, when we travel and we go on vacation, we go for 7 or 8 days, maybe 10. But think about it. You know, it's a 2-day travel to somewhere if you're going, another day coming back. You're really there 5 days. And by the time you get there and start to try and decompress, I was at a resort in Barbados. This was several years back, and everyone there was from the UK or Ireland or somewhere in Europe. They were all there for 2 to 3 weeks.
What? Yeah.
I was there for 8 days.
Yeah.
And they're like, how do you even decompress and relax? And I think, you know, with homes, though, now with the vacation rental industry, you know, we have a lot of people, especially our Door County and Northwood properties. You know, they'll come up on a Thursday and stay till Monday, and they're still enjoying it. But, you know, they're driving 2 hours or 3 hours or 4 hours from Chicago. But having a home, having the space, having the ability to cook, you know, if you know, you're with a group of people and you want to go to your bedroom and not talk to them, you can't.
That's where it really comes in,
yeah.
I think, for me. I just, when you talk about the vacations, the rentals, the people who, our country does not give a lot of vacation. You'd think Americans would. We're kind of low.
I know. When you talk to somebody from like Germany? Yes.
Mm-hmm. How about France? I mean, those people are all, you're here to get 6 weeks. You got to be there 40 years or something.
I mean, the month of August for most of Europe, for France, at least France, Spain, and Germany, my old company was a French based company, and they literally shut down.
They did.
Like we did no tech work from the middle of July till the end of August because everyone was gone.
Yeah. We do a lot of things right, but that's something we could take a look at.
Oh, I think so. I mean, I think having, you know, I don't want to say unlimited, you know, most companies don't, unlimited vacation time. You know, with our company, our team is mostly remote, but we're really flexible. We just, you know, let them work from where they want. I mean, if someone wanted to go to Hawaii and work for a week, cool, as long as the work gets done.
Right.
Can I come work for you?
You've asked that already.
I know.
I know. And we have to. Well,
I was going, gosh, John, look at the time. I got to run to Door County. I got to. Right. Hey, will Lisa make us some quiche when we do a thing at your house again?
I'm sure she will. But right. Yeah, I can't speak for her.
Well,
but
I think you should.
Well, if I do, then I'm sure she'll bake you a quiche.
That was really good.
She'll make you a quiche.
Thank you, Lisa.
That's great stuff.
Yeah.
Mike, one quick question. People looking to rent for Packer season.
Yeah.
For training camp season.
Yeah.
What should they do?
They should go to symbolliferentals.com. We are already booking out for Packer season. You know, when the Badger Notre Dame game was announced, we were already booking for next year on that. Yeah. And right now is a great time. I mean, you know, this July is family reunion month. It's a great time for family reunions. So all of our homes in Door County, in Northwoods, that are available, simplelife-rentals.com. We've got some beautiful new homes, just a brand new home that's going to come on this week in Bailey's Harbor, right next to the Yacht Club, 5-bedroom, sleep 16, brand new construction.
Jim's got that one rented out already for the month.
Yeah, Meadow Ridge and Egg Harbor. We've got a compound there of, I think, four or five beautiful
condos, all luxury condos. You can rent one or multiple. So we've got some great inventory. And by the way, our friend Brian from the Heights, we manage one of his properties in Meadow Ridge. Yeah, so he's got a nice property there we manage.
Well, maybe after the break, but I want to give a plug for those family reunions. That's work. It's work to do, but boy, are those fun.
Yeah.
And if you got cabins where you can kind of split up a little
bit.
But those are great, great things to do because life goes fast.
It does.
To have a reunion, even if it's every 5 years, have something.
Yeah, it's fun.
I would like to do that, but with somebody else's family, not mine.
I like that idea.
Michael Friedman, always great having you here,
good
man.
Seeing you guys.
Michael. Man, it's great having you here. Simple Life Hospitality, they're the best. Yep. Mind on the Mirror, back after this. When you get on my nerves like you do, well, baby, you know you love me. There ain't no secret about that. But come on over here and hug me. Baby, I'll spill a fact.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Shiri Preston. As the country wakes up, eyes are on Los Angeles, where protests over ICE roundups escalated all weekend long, especially after President Trump called up the National Guard. ABC's Alex Stone is there.
It has gone on all night. Even at 2 o'clock in the morning, LAPD officers were reporting in that they were having rocks thrown at them and fireworks shot at them. There was some looting that went on overnight. While arrests were made, in many cases, all police could do was just keep pushing the crowd around downtown. People using everything from dumpsters to park benches as barricades as they battled the police, throwing concrete and fireworks at them.
California Governor Gavin Newsom says the presence of the National Guard only made the situation worse. President Trump's ban on travel for people from 12 countries is now in effect. 7 countries are under a partial travel ban as well. Russia launching 479 drones at Ukraine in the biggest overnight drone attack of the 3-year war. This is ABC News.